hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And look at it this way. It can't get any worse than Hour 1.
I missed the whole thing.
I have a question.
What's that?
Are you taking money on that? I'll take some of that action.
Really?
I think it'll get worse.
Well, it depends, I guess, on what we're drinking. And I don't know, we're running out of booze. So we'll have to see how the rest of the show goes. But a lot of stuff going on that we're going to delve into. Our buddy Captain Cocktail is going to join us, Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters. Cool. We're going to try to get him on the phone. Not only was he doing his dive thing down there in South Florida where he runs a dive operation, he actually took some time off and headed over to the Bahamas last week. So he was in Bimini last week. Neil Watson is in Bimini today. So we're going to find out, we're going to talk to them both because Jeff had some issues getting over there, I guess. But he had a great time once he got over there. So we'll talk to him and his little adventure. And then we'll talk to Neil, who's actually over there now. Probably will be able to say, hey, you know, he should have came last week and that kind of thing.
Compare notes.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. A couple other things to throw out there to just kind of keep you with the rest of the class. One of the members of the Scuba Radio family is getting hitched today. Mermaid Tony.
What?
Yes.
Boo.
What do you mean, boo? No, this is a good thing, isn't it?
Congratulations.
Hey, they always turn on him, you know. But no, she's getting hitched today. Yes, we lost another one. Is this really how we're going to salute her marriage, Bill? All right, take the horn out of your mouth and talk to me. Okay.
He's really good.
He is. Impressive. That took a lot of practice, didn't it?
You know, these lips are made for more than one thing.
Okay, let's just leave that one lie. But anyway, no, honestly, congratulations.
We'll miss Tony now that she's been stolen from us by a sinner. Oh, well, his name's just Sin.
Oh, okay. No, congratulations, honestly.
Used to be Cindy.
We wish him the
name
to Sin.
Sin, yeah.
Yes.
I think that's the name of his game.
But Mermaid Tony is getting hitched today, and we do wish her the best.
Congratulations. And you know what?
What's
I wouldn't think that I would say this, but she looks really good with short hair.
Really?
I just said that about another man's wife. I am a bad, bad man.
No, it's just a compliment.
No, I've got other things to say.
Oh.
I've got them written down. I can't say them.
Yeah, don't.
It's another man's wife.
It has to do with those things.
Not yet.
It has to do with those things he can do with his mouth.
It's got
to
be very, very close.
All right. So anyway, we got that. Dominica, by the way, also little heads up. If you've heard about that special that the Fort Young Hotel has been running here on the show, you got to get to it, fortyounghotel.com, because that special runs out here in 30 days.
Is that run by Burt Young?
What?
The actor Burt Young?
No.
Who was in Rocky?
Fort Young Hotel. It's a hotel in Dominica, and it's actually a fort.
Cool.
A real fort.
You've been there, right?
I've been there several times. It's awesome. As a matter of fact, I was just watching, I just did some more archiving of some old Scuba Radio videos, and I came across a video that I'd shot in Dominica, and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get back there.
When's the Blu-ray come out? You gotta put out the Scuba Radio Blu-ray.
Ooh, maybe. Yeah, because all of
it's still playing Blu-rays.
High def.
Yeah.
And actually, we had a Rush tune on it. I did a music video to that High Water song by Rush. You're a big Rush fan.
Yeah. Greg, that's when we were there.
Yeah, exactly.
That was awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And we actually went through T2 Gorge where they filmed part of the movie Pirates of the Caribbean.
Cool.
Yeah, and you go up into this waterfall, which is inside like a cave. It is one of the coolest things. And Jimmy the Bubble Boy climbs up into the waterfall and jumps out. Or actually, I think he fell. He slipped. But we have that
same
on
difference.
Video. Yeah, it's just a matter of how graceful it
You're
looks.
Making me want to go now.
Yes. Well, I looked at the video and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe we have not been back. And so we may have to take advantage of that here pretty soon. But regardless of whether we're going or not, you need to take advantage of that Fort Young Hotel special right now because the price is phenomenal. It includes breakfast, diving, park fees, and some of the best diving that you'll ever experience. Not only in the Caribbean, but the world for that matter. Fort Young Hotel, it's their Dive into Dominica special. Book it. You'll thank me for that as well. All right, so we got that. What else? What else are we going to delve into today? Oh, yeah. Well, like I say, we're going to get some things on the Bahamas. Also, Clay from Explore Ventures just got back from a two-week stint on the liveaboards. So he was the first week he was in, he did the Ceiba itinerary, which we're going to be doing in January, by the way. All the information right there at scubaradio.com. But last week he spent on his Turks and Caicos boat, of course, in the Turks and Caicos.
Nice.
Which you've done that, right? Both of you guys would do that.
Unbelievable.
I went through that video as well. See, I was doing awesome. A little archiving, cleaning out some of the...
I think I have a copy of that.
Well, I hope so. I mean, that was a great trip
as
well.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So anyway, Clay just got back from that, checking in with the crew, and he's going to give us a report on hopefully some of the critters and things that he has seen. But you think I ought to take all that footage and compile it into a Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking? Yeah, why?
So I can watch it.
So you can you can watch it now, can't you? Some of it's up there at scubaradio.com right now on the video tab.
I didn't know. I didn't know how far back you went.
That and the Harlem Shake.
How deep you can get. Well, I'll skip that one.
What do you mean?
I saw it once. That's enough.
No, I always get my groove on there. Seriously.
Like I said.
What do you mean?
Once is enough for that one.
Well, no, it isn't. It just shows you, you know, a lot of people think that just because I do a radio show that I can't dance. And that video pretty much proves it.
No. They've seen you. And
what?
Then they think, no, that guy can't dance.
Yeah, no, that's proof.
Yeah.
The video is proof.
That you cannot dance.
That's what I said.
We, in fact, think you may have been two of the three original members of Genesis.
He could be Mike Rutherford.
He might be Michael Rutherford.
You play the bass?
But no, he said I could be two of the members?
Yes.
What are you saying? Was that a fat joke?
No.
No, it's not a joke.
You're not fat. Tony Banks? Who's the other one? He's not. I'd be more Phil Collins.
Phil Collins?
Actually, there's a picture of Phil Collins like 3 hours into a concert. He's just sweaty and hot and disgusting looking.
That's
looks
me.
Like me on my best day.
Well, and I'm...
I can't dance. I can't sing.
Wow.
That's what he's talking about.
That sounded like Paul Stanley doing Phil Collins. Weird.
Actually,
just
it sounded
weird.
Like that tube sock guy.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right, let's go to the phones. Clay actually has dialed in.
He really
from Explore Ventures. Clay, how you doing, buddy?
I'm hot. I wish I were diving. How are you?
I'm great. You're hot. What are you hot for? I thought you
no,
were.
No, he's just hot. He's a good looking man.
Well, of course he is. Yeah, I mean, you just came from a week in the Turks and Caicos.
Yeah,
where you...
I'm Clay McCardle. I own a liveaboard dive company. I'm pretty attractive, and I should be on a dive boat wearing a wetsuit looking this good.
Being fed grapes and pineapples.
I wish. It's 97 degrees today, and I'm nowhere near water. What's up with that?
Yeah, really? Well, why is it so warm, and where are you? Are you back home in Wyoming?
He's not a meteorologist.
Yeah, I'm back in Wyoming, and I've been doing yard work, and it's too hot. So I'm hanging out in the air conditioning and wishing I were diving, basically.
Well, gosh, I didn't think it got that hot in Wyoming. I don't know. Maybe I haven't been. So now I know when not to go.
You know, it's different from Florida in that it's like 8% humidity up here at the moment.
Okay.
So, how do you think they bake the cheese?
Oh, is that how it is?
I don't think Wyoming's known for its cheeses.
Sure it is.
No, they're. It's
I'm thinking of Vermont.
I think that's another W state.
It's known for its Grand Tetons.
Ah, yeah. That's right.
Oh, Wisconsin makes the cheese. Wyoming cuts it.
Wait,
Wyoming?
What did I say?
Is he rhyming it with like Naomi?
Can we please move away from discussion of the history of a state that was named for a valley in Pennsylvania? Please.
Okay, we don't really need to give history lessons, Bill.
Well, seriously. I'm sorry, I know things about Wyoming and you don't.
Okay, well, whatever. All I know is our buddy Clay's there.
I was thinking of Wisconsin.
And it's hot.
And it's
hot.
Yes.
And he should be on a boat.
Well, he was on a boat last week.
It's been many minutes since he was on a boat.
All right, well, just hang tight. He's in air conditioning, so he's going to hang through the commercial break and tell us about his latest adventure in the Turks and Caicos on one of the Explorer Ventures boats. That's coming up next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Clay McArdle from Explorer Ventures is with us to talk about his latest venture in the Turks and Caicos. You know, one of the benefits of owning a liveaboard company, Clay, back me up on this, is that you get to travel anytime you want, go around the world, hop on one of your boats, and just dive to your heart's content for an entire week, right? You just do that week in and week out. That's what your job is, right?
Well, you know, there's some people that say that's what my job is, and I can't say I disagree with them. So it's not all bad.
It's not a bad gig if you can get away with it. Obviously, there's some other issues and things.
Well, you know, you start to take it personally, though, because, I mean, we were, like you said, on Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 last week. We were on Caribbean Explorer 2 the previous week. But you start to take it personally because you sit down and, you know, people get up and they have a nice breakfast or whatever, and then they start jumping overboard.
And, yeah.
After a while and have a snack, but they keep jumping overboard, and pretty soon I don't know, it gets to you after a while.
Yeah, you're thinking, hey, do I smell? What's going on?
Exactly. Something I took a shower this morning. I just don't understand. But at least five times a day.
Yeah, at least. Five dives a day it's awesome. I really wanted to be with you on that trip, especially the Turks trip, but I couldn't work it out with my schedule. But Yeah, what did you see? Go ahead. Here's your chance to rub it in. Hammerheads, whale sharks, mantas. I don't know. Whale
kelp.
Anything? What did you see?
We saw plenty of reef sharks. We saw one hammerhead.
Which is
a little bit less than normal, but no whale sharks, unfortunately. Lots of fun stuff like octopi and frogfish and nudibranchs, all the little stuff. We had a lot of macro photographers on board that were having a great time searching out all the little critters. And of course, the crew plays the game trying to they designate an animal to find each week. Mm-hmm. Or each day. So you wake up in the morning and that is the, everybody's in a competition to see who can find this little critter over the course of the next day. So it's a lot of fun.
This is your captain speaking, Explore Ventures. Okay. If you find today's surprise animal, you will win a free cruise with Explore Ventures.
Why?
Today's animal is elephant.
Have you ever tried that? I'm guessing no. They don't play jokes like that. That would be mean. That'd be
elephant. We do give away free air cells for everybody that finds this stuff.
There you go. Now that's generous. Well. Yes, and
if you don't find it, you're on your own.
That's right. I better have really good breath hold techniques. No, they take care of everybody. A Turks and Caicos boat. On that one. And when your diving's done for the day, you have all the, you can drink. That's included in part of your package price, which is a nice little benefit. Scary when we're on board, but, just the same. Yeah.
Today's animal.
Exactly. Well, I spent a lot of time on your favorite deck, the Flybridge, on the Turks and Caicos boat. It's such a nice place to hang out. We had the Perseid meteor shower was ongoing during that time as well.
This time of year is the perfect time to be diving in the Caribbean because, we're towards the end we're not actually towards the end, but this is really a good time because the winds have died down on a summer night out there in the Caribbean, like a place like the Turks and Caicos on the Flybridge. They dim the lights or there's no lights at all. You could see the stars for miles and miles. It is just magical up there. That's one of my favorite places on the planet is on the Flybridge of the Turks and Caicos Explorer Live Aboard.
Today's animal, Megalodon.
No, that's I don't think they do that. How were the conditions? And the Turks generally, Clay, at this time or any time for that matter, I've been on the Turks boat and the water is like gin clear. Is that what you guys had that week or was it blowing at all or what?
It really was. It was just ridiculously nice.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no current. It was 100 foot plus viz.
Nice.
Calm seas. We had a little bit of wind for about a day and a half. Not much, maybe 20 knots or so.
Yeah.
But it was just gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, like I said,
this is bucket list stuff.
I've got
to do this once, and it, trust me, highly recommended.
Yeah, but the thing is, once you do it, it's never enough.
Exactly.
I've been on that boat 5 times now, and I just love it. I mean, that's my
single
favorite.
Greg.
What's that? Oh, shush. Quiet, you. But
every Friday afternoon I get a call. If we're not full the following week, every Friday afternoon I get a call from the captain saying, we've got these couple people. They were wondering whether there's space next week and just want to not leave.
Yeah,
and we just had we had a lady do that this week. She just stayed on the boat for an additional week, which is wonderful.
Yeah, well, it's addicting, and you have that frequent cruiser program, I believe, still too, don't you, Clay? Like if they go
if you go on 5 full rate trips, then you get the 6th one. The average price that you paid for those 5 trips is credited off your 6th trip. So you can go to Galapagos, you can go to Maldives, and get a free trip in the Caribbean after a while, and it's works really well. I think we're at about 160 people that have done that over the course of our 26 years so far.
Yes. Well, I've never had the opportunity to do 2 back to back. I mean, after 1 week, I have a tendency to put on about 5 to 10 pounds. It'd be interesting to see what I would look like after 2 weeks on one of those. But I'm up for the challenge.
Going nowhere till I see me one more nudie branch.
Don't worry,
he gets it out the door. It's not that he doesn't want to go necessarily; it's just that he can't.
Yeah, well,
You know, I couldn't do it. There's no way that I could spend a week on an Explorer Ventures liverboard and then do another week. And here's why. It takes me at least 3 weeks to get used to people not taking care of me. I wake up every morning and say, I have to cook breakfast. I have to make my own food. I've got to clean my own dive gear. That's absurd. Why would I do that? And I'm shouting at people.
What kind of world is this?
Yes. What is wrong with you people? What do we pay you for?
Snack!
Snack!
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just have to take the good with the bad. I don't know which one's good, actually.
Roll out of bed, roll down to the dive deck, roll into the water, roll back up, roll back into bed.
It just doesn't get any better. And, Clay, you run a great operation, exploreventures.com. We're going to be going once again to on the Saba St. Kitts itinerary in January
18th. Speak for yourself, white man.
We have some folks from Scuba Pro joining us. We have Barry and Ruth from Dive Training Magazine who are going to shoot a cover for dive training while we're on board.
Maybe Ruth.
No, there will be none of that. But we have that. We'll have a couple mermaids on board for your photography.
Mermaids?
As far as I know, yeah. The one that's getting hitched today, she's not going to be on it. So
screw her.
Excuse me?
What?
What's wrong with you people? All right. Exploreventures.com. Check it out. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I've been on a boat with that person before. Yeah, you know, that's you get to know people quite well on these trips, both the good and the bad. But most of the time, it's great. Very seldom have I gotten on with someone that annoyed me.
Not nudibranch. Nudie branch.
Oh, okay.
The naked.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. You're offended.
No, I'm
titillated. I'm excited. I'm stimulated. I'm under there, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, whoa! Look at that there nudie branch! Come on!
You know, when that person was on the boat, you know, it was kind of a double-edged sword. It's like, you know, the first day or two, you're kind of like, that's very entertaining. It's very humorous.
Are you on the radio?
And then about the fourth or fifth day, you're like, holy crap, I gotta spend two more days of this.
You know, I didn't know Gilbert Gottfried dived.
Was that Gilbert?
Kind of sounded a little like
him. Him and Don Rickles, a combo of the two, I guess. But I like it. Or what's it?
You baby gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
CJ, the love child. Don Rickles.
Yeah, there's a little Gilbert bit of to the moon. What's his name? What's the guy?
Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, there's a little bit of him in
Crampton?
There, too. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, anyway, you know.
It wasn't really about space travel. It was a metaphor for domestic violence.
Or domestic unrest.
Okay, well, I don't know what's been going on with this show today, but yeah, you know, at least it's making me laugh.
Nudie branch!
Neil Watson is in Bimini, and we are going to try to connect with him live here on the show.
Yeah, he said, next. He said, I'm on the beach in Bimini.
Sitting on the beach.
Good luck. That was his exact words to me when I said, are you going to be available to us in about 10 minutes? See, I'm on the beach in Bimini.
Ah, well.
Good luck.
And it is click o'clock over there, so that could be a problem, or it could create some fun little audio for us here next. So stick around. We'll find out together.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know, I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. I love all the friends down there, hey, don't you know? There's a friend of mine, the very popular Jacques Cousteau.
Hey, he's saying dive with me, by the way. I have to point that out every once in a while because it is Kurt Cobain from Nirvana.
I was singing it in the studio, and I thought it was dive.
Yeah, well, you would we get these emails every once in a while. Like, Greg, that is so distasteful. Seriously?
It really is.
What's going on? No, it's but dive. We're a radio show about diving. Okay. All right, so do we have Neil on?
We do.
Even though it's Click O'Clock and he's hanging out on the beach in Bimini, he has found time to join us here on Scuba Radio.
I thought he thought we were a woman.
Bill, get the dump button ready. Neil, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Actually, I am standing in front of the Dolphin House, the famous Dolphin House in Bimini, with the island legend Ashley Saunders.
Uh-huh.
Lady historian, author, poet, and yeah, just got in from diving a little while ago, and taking some people over to do a little tour of North Bimini and show them the Dolphin House, which is one of the highlights of Bimini.
Absolutely, yeah. The Dolphin House made out of every thing that they picked up on the beach known to man, and made it into a house or something, right? I don't know. He just gathered stuff from all kinds of places. It's one of the most unique structures I've ever seen.
Everything's like from recycled beach rock and beach glass and conch shells and wrecked ships and everything. I mean, it's and the whole inside is just an amazing mosaic of all kind of different stuff. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, everything, like I said, this stuff washed up on the beach, and he took all the materials and made it into a house. Impressive. And so that's called the Dolphin House. And you can just look that up on Google, or when you get to Bimini, ask for it and go take a tour of that little place. It's impressive. So have you been doing some diving there, Neil, or did you just get over there or what?
No, I came over on the new Bimini super fast cruise ship yesterday. Got in yesterday afternoon, went out this morning with Neil Jr. And we went down south and just had some snorkelers that did the Sapara, you know, the concrete ship, and went in and did the honeymoon harbor with the stingrays, and then stopped by Cat Cay for a little bit and showed them around, and then came back, and we all came over to the north side doing walking around. And tomorrow I think we're going to go out and do some walls, and I'm even trying to sneak in and finally do that blue hole down south.
Yeah, you're going to get that in, huh? Yeah, we were just talking about that on the phone before we went over there this week.
Committed.
Well, weather permitting.
If I'm not suffering from the rum flu in the morning.
Ah, yes. Yeah, the rum flu has a tendency to, you can catch up pretty easily when you're on the island of Bimini. It's an easy.
Yes, the Bimini rum flu has canceled more dive trips than probably the Black Plague.
Nice. Well, this site you're talking about, this blue hole, actually is just a. It's not even really a blue hole per se, as much as it's like the beginning of a blue hole. Describe that site you were mentioning again.
Well, there's inland blue holes, which are on land, and then there's ocean blue holes, and actually a blue hole is just once a cave that's filled with water, and millions of years ago. Bimini, the whole Bimini was like a continent. The whole, the big Bahama Bank and everything was above ground. You'll go down like 150 feet in these blue holes and you see stalagmites and stalactites, you know, which was caused by the dripping in the limestone. And they're usually very distinguishable in the water because, you know, it's just a big dark hole that you can see very well. But this one's really unique in that it's just like a mound at about 18 feet of water, and the entrance is in the side mound, and the entrance is so small you actually have to take your tank off to get inside of it, and then it opens into a room about 60, 70 feet across, and it goes down maybe 80 feet, and then it's got two shafts that goes, who knows. But actually it was found by Gaston years and years and years ago, and he actually smelled like sulfur, and it was like artesian, like water coming out, and that's how he found it. And I found it where he gave me the coordinates, you know, 35 years ago, and I had since lost it. Back then, it was, you know, you lined up the palm tree with the water tower. You didn't have GPSs, all that stuff.
Right.
I tracked down an old timer that had the coordinates, and we went out and dropped right on it. So I've got the numbers on it, so I can't wait to get back into it after at least 35 years.
We actually have audio of Jacques Cousteau giving those coordinates to Neil.
Really?
Originally, yes.
Can you play that?
Hold on one second. Let me get it ready. There.
Yeah,
and
there. Give it up.
Neil found the hole in the water, and you go in, have to tell your tank, yeah? Well, you go in, it's very big inside. So let me tell you how you get there. I put an X on the side of my boat. So you just go right there to where the X is there on the side of the boat, and you go dive down, and you find the mound. It's about 15, 18 feet of water.
Hmm.
That was a remarkable time.
It's perfect
that we were able to get that recorded.
That is sad.
That is. It's sad. That's
that
inappropriate.
Sad.
Offensive. Exactly. I'm glad we were...
Disgusting.
To have been of service to everyone today.
I mean, I would have thought it was authentic, except he gave the wrong coordinates.
Of course.
Did he say you have to take your tank off?
Yeah, you have to take your tank off to get into the hole.
Yeah. This is Neil Watson, the dive guy.
Right, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
People like Neil Watson and Jacques Cousteau that go diving down, see a hole in the coral and say, you know what we should do? We should check our tanks off and see what's on the other side.
No problem.
Neil sees a hole. He wants to stick something in it. His head is what I'm talking about. You know, he dives in through it and checks it out.
Wow.
But, I don't know what's wrong with these people today, Neil. But anyway, you know, you've told this story before. I really do want to go see that myself. But that the thing where the blue hole itself, the fact that it's covered up with this mound, is this the way it originally was, or just coral kind of overgrew the blue hole itself? Or do you know? Or do you really know how this formation happened? Or you have
I think
no
he just
clue?
Explained it about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, he did, but yeah. I know. You
no
would...
idea, but that is exactly the same as it was 35 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time I went in, I got in and turned the light on after I got into it, and it was just me and a bull shark that was in there, and we were both trying to see who could get out that little entrance the fastest, and it was, the blue hole turned into the brown hole.
You would not believe the smell. The smell was terrible. It was a terrible smell.
There was this sulfur smell. Which explains everything, what he was saying earlier. All right, I gotcha, Neil. All right, well, that's just one of the many attractions you have there in Bimini. Stingrays, the wild dolphins. Now they got this cruise ship that's going back and forth.
Hammerheads, the Scoobin Hammerheads in January, February, March.
Yep.
We got it all, man. This is big animal central.
Absolutely. And, of course, you can contact Neil. Yeah, what's the website for the dive operation over there again, Neil?
Well, BiminiScubaCenter.com is the best domain, and you can get all the details and information on contacting the office. And we're one-stop shopping. You can handle the air and everything for you.
Yes.
You know, Bimini Sands, beautiful condos. It's an amazing experience.
Yeah. Tell them you want to visit the Brown Hole, and they'll hook you up for sure.
Yeah, except for the Brown Hole.
And then you got this new cruise ship. This is going out of the port of Miami. Is that right? Is that where the cruise ship goes out of?
Yeah, goes out of the port of Miami. Leaves at 9 o'clock in the morning, gets in around 11:30. They tender you in, declare you should be able to leave about 1 in the afternoon. And the neat thing is, if you do come over on the boat, it doesn't leave until like 3:30 in the afternoon, so you can actually do a two-tank morning dive.
Oh, that's awesome. You got to check it out. It's a really great price, too.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down,
got to
get down, get down.
Oh, no, no.
Got to
get down.
We are definitely getting down here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master, Builder, Producer, Jimmy, the Bubble Boy, CJ, all in the studio with me. Captain Cocktail, however, Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters, is on the phone. He has just come back from Bimini and is back at his dive operation down there in South Florida. Jeff, you missed it. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but, you know, last night in Orlando, we had Kiss live at the Amway Arena as part of the Arena Bowl. I was there at the show and talked to one of the roadies and had Paul Stanley on Scuba Radio today. Someone called in who said it was Paul Stanley. We had him on the air, and he had come up with these songs, Kiss songs, that they're working on that they're reworking for the dive industry. I didn't know this, but the band and some of the roadies are big time into diving. And you got brought up as one of the songs that they're reworking for a new, release. He said it'd be an online release.
Yeah, and so what I did...
I'm afraid to ask.
Well, during...
Don't ask.
During the
just
breaks, what
this.
I did was I cleaned up the audio because it was from a cell phone, but you know, modern technology, you can do anything.
Yeah, Bill is an amazing producer, and this is proof.
I'm not 100% sure, but I may have cut out the dialogue that he had before it. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But...
well, this is just the song that was talking about Jeff. Talking about Jeff from South Florida headquarters. With Paul Stanley from Kiss. Good. Okay, yeah, play it back.
Keep in mind, now, Paul Stanley wouldn't have originally sung this song.
Yes, it would have been, Peter Criss, the Catman. And, okay, go. He got it? Okay.
Jeff, I hear you calling.
Wow.
But we can't come dive right now.
That's amazing quality. That's really amazing quality.
You guys stuck.
Yeah, beat just in the nick of time. Yeah,
well, you know, Jeff, back in the day, me and Kiss used to hang. You know, I do have some funky outfits.
Yeah, you do. You have some of those outfits too, huh?
Yeah, I still got the boots.
Nice. Don't we all? Don't we all? All right. Oh, so anyway, we had a little fun.
How long did it take you guys to think of that, man?
About as long as you would expect. About 15, 20 seconds tops.
When inspiration strikes, it's like lightning.
Oh,
and then
man.
Stuff like that happens.
You get way too much time on your hands.
You know, sometimes it doesn't even involve drinking. Sometimes just the fumes off of the alcohol are enough.
Yes. Yeah.
I think
it's more like car exhaust myself. But regardless, Jeff, you just got back from Bimini. You went over there for a few days, and, well, I don't know, tell us about your adventure. You had a little misstep on the way over, I guess, but then it ended out okay, or what?
Well, I felt like John Candy in Plane, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
I started out on a boat, I wound up on an airplane, and I finished up with a golf cart.
Okay.
That is no lie.
How did that happen, exactly?
Well, there were three boats going over. One was about an hour out from all of us, and one of the second two boats turned around and ended up, they had my passport, so I had to turn around, too.
Oh, I hate
so
when that happens.
So we all went back.
Yeah.
I said it was extremely rough, too. So, it was pretty bad. It took one boat 9 hours to get across what normally takes 2.5.
Oh, my God.
So if that gives you any indication.
Yeah.
So I flew over and then got in a golf cart and went to Junior's and opened up a bottle of rum. As you might expect.
Yes. Well,
there I sat till the other boat got in.
Okay. So you had a little case of the rum flu the next day there with Neil Watson Jr. or no?
Wait a second.
No, it's more like 5 days. It was a 5-day flu.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure I understand your time frame. So you leave an hour after this other boat. You abandon how long in? An hour in? 45 minutes in?
45 minutes in,
mm-hmm. The other boat turns back. You realize a couple minutes after that they've got your passport, so you turn around. You get all the way back. You get on a plane. You fly to Bimini. You get off the plane. You drive a golf cart from the airport to the bar by the dock, and you wait, and still that boat hasn't gotten there.
Exactly. I think you have it.
Yeah.
That's
a long day.
That was
you
my
missed.
Beginning of my Bimini trip, but from then on, it just went smoothly.
Yes.
Because there was plenty of Havana Club, and we sat down at the Square Grouper in the sandbar, and everything was good again.
You did what with a Square Grouper? What happened?
Hey, man, don't be
Come
a square.
On don't act like
grouper.
You haven't been there,
Greg. Well, true. I think I've been there. There's been pictures. I don't really remember much of it, but I know I've been there.
Exactly.
There's been videos.
My point.
Yeah, exactly. So you...
we did some great diving over there with Neil's company, and we did some dolphins and shark dive.
Nice.
And hung out with a stingrays. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, well, it's a good deal. And you didn't... Did you get over to this new casino they have over there on the north end, too, or what?
I'm afraid so.
Yeah, okay. See, he obviously made a deposit.
I left a deposit. Yes, I did.
Okay, so if you want to go over there and win Jeff's money, just know it's there waiting for you in Bimini, I guess. Right, Jeff?
Well, I just hope they name one of the new villas after me.
Yeah, you put through, you put some of the Bahamian, the kids through college, I guess, with his deposit, it sounds like. But, hey, that's what you do. You go over to Bimini and have a good old time.
You know what they say, Greg.
Yeah?
Those things aren't built on winners.
Yeah, well, obviously. Wait, are you calling yourself a loser? I don't think he's a loser. He's a nice guy.
He's not richer. Let's put it that way.
Oh, that kind of, okay. That makes sense.
Maybe some royalties from this Kiss song.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Could be huge.
They're using his name, for God's sake.
Well, exactly. I mean, you'd think. You know, we'll put a call into
that's
the roadie for you.
Creeping me out a little bit.
Yes, well, just wait till you have to pay the roadie, because he doesn't take cash. You hear what I'm saying? You don't get backstage easy these days.
Wow.
Jeff, I hear you calling.
All right, stop it. It's just disturbing. All right, well.
Damn it, Bill.
As always, we apologize. And we'll just have to leave it at that for this week. But boy, was it fun. Till next time, remember, it's always better.
Down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Nudie Branch.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.